very excited for my next conversation. Oh, excited, yes, I suppose. Jill Robson is the National Dementia Friends Officer at Alzheimer's South Africa. It happens to be Wills Week this week. It also happens to be Alzheimer's Month this month. And it's an important conversation for us to have. Last week, we were talking about autonomy over our bodies, particularly when it comes to, for example, wanting assisted suicide and the like. What do you do when you suddenly realize that your world is slipping away in terms of the way you understand it? And that's a difficult one in terms of Alzheimer's. Let's talk to Jill to understand it a little bit more.
Breakfast with Refilwe Mulata
on Cape Talk.
Jill Robson, thank you so much for joining us this morning. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Help us understand the process that one goes through with respect to Alzheimer's. When do many of your patients actually realize that they have it?
I think sometimes the patient realizes before the family, but sometimes the family are thinking that's not normal. The trouble is that a lot of normal things can be misinterpreted as dementia or, you know, type of dementia. So it's always good to get a diagnosis, which is what the theme of this month's action is to put forward, you know, get the diagnosis out there so people understand that, you know, that's the best thing to do rather than just ignore it or just say it's getting old. It's just the person getting old, because that's not true either. Dementia is a disease just like any other disease.
All right. There happen to be clinical trials in order to figure this out. How can I participate if I happen to be of the appropriate age group?
Yeah, there's always things that have got to be met before you can, but we usually put them on the website. I've got a couple on the Western Cape's website when we hear about them, because obviously they need...
Which website, Jill?
The Alzheimer's website, www.alzheimers.org.za.
Thank you.
And if you look, there's a tab on each region, so you can just check out on the region what they've got going on with clinical trials. And it's good. I mean, the more people that take part, the better. That's how we make things go forward, that we find medications that can work or behaviours that can help. That's how we do it.
In what way can I stave this off? I mean, does it have to be an inevitability?
No, not at all. I mean, getting old does not mean you will get dementia. It is a disease. And we know a lot more about it now than we did, so we know that it's good to keep your brain busy doing different things, not just the same thing over and over again. So learning a new language, doing just not just Sudoku, do other puzzles, socialization can help, mixing with other people. There's so many things that we can do to help, you know, make things. Maybe you might just end up getting dementia later, but, you know, if we can even do that, that's good. I mean, the normal age to get dementia is over 65. If you're under 65, then it's called young onset dementia.
Okay.
And we do think now that the symptoms are around a long time before they're sort of visible to other people.
Sorry, Jill. I have a friend who has dementia in her family or Alzheimer's in her family, and she's in her 30s, 40s now, like me. And she has downloaded sort of mind game apps to sort of exercise the mind, spelling and the like. Is that something that we can use to stave? And I followed suit. I don't have that medical history in my family. But just in case, I just sort of play mind apps from time to time just to keep my mind exercising.
That's all good. All good. And, you know, anything that keeps your brain busy and learns you a new skill is good. Like, as I say, learning a new language or maybe a musical instrument, and just variety, thinking of different things that you can do. Obviously, things like exercise are important too. I mean, you know, that shouldn't be forgotten. And we are getting more knowledgeable about what actually might be the cause as time goes on. And we realize that maybe those people that keep their brain busy will delay the onset. So, you know, those type of things. I mean, genetics obviously play a part. It's not a strictly speaking guarantee to get it just because your mom or dad did. You've just got the odds are just maybe a little bit higher. But there are some things obviously we can change and some things we can't. I mean, you know, we
Indeed.
Can't do much about our genetics.
And we can't be like myself, I can't be complacent because my mom and dad don't have it, right? It may
absolutely
come.
Not.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Well, Jill, thank you very much. Great to have this awareness. Definitely, please check out alzheimers.org.za/Western Cape trials in order to figure out whether or not you can participate. And of course, we'll continue to try and stave it off as much as we can with activities. Thank you so much, Jill Robson. Such a pleasure. Jill is the National Dementia Friends Officer at Alzheimer's South Africa.